This is the latest Kapow podcast made by the webpage class. In this podcast, you'll hear some crazy would you rathers. In the Isathoth segment, you'll also hear about the upcoming swing show and the fine arts segments.
Would you rather have gills or wings?
Wings?
Why?
So I can fly?
Any other reason?
No. Jeff, would you rather have gills or wings?
Well, I think I'd probably have wings because then I could fly like an eagle.
Josie, would you rather have gills or wings and why?
I'd rather have wings because I think it'd be cool to fly. You would have to use a car.
So, Brandon, what would you rather be, a whale or a dinosaur?
A dinosaur.
And why?
Because velociraptors have huge talons.
Milton, would you rather be a whale or a dinosaur?
Dinosaur.
Why?
Because I like dinosaurs.
Matt, would you rather be a whale or a dinosaur?
A whale.
Why?
Because you can swim all the time and eat a lot of food.
Abby, would you rather be a dinosaur or a whale?
Dinosaur.
Why?
Because they're big.
Would you rather be a whale or a dinosaur?
I'd rather be a whale because I could swim in the ocean and eat sharks because I hate sharks.
Steph, would you rather be a whale or a dinosaur?
A whale.
And why?
Because they live in the water.
Mr. Eckernod, would you rather be a whale or a dinosaur?
A whale.
Why?
Why?
Because I'd still be alive today.
Mr. Wright, why are the numbers on a calculator and a phone reversed?
I have no idea.
Mr. Stegeman, why are the numbers on a calculator and a phone reversed?
Because that's how they are.
Mrs. McDonald, why are the numbers on a calculator and a phone reversed?
I have no idea.
Katie, why are the numbers on a calculator and a phone reversed?
Because it makes more sense that way, because then people get reverse psychology, probably.
We are here to interview Mrs. Langholt about upcoming jazz events.
So, Mrs. Langholt, for those people who don't exactly know, what exactly is jazz choir?
Jazz choir is a small ensemble that's auditioned at the beginning of the year, at the end of the school year before, where we sing lots of jazz music in 4 or 5 or 6 part harmony. We don't dance with it, but we like to kind of bop around a little bit while we're singing and show her that we're having a good time. And we usually have 1 or 2 competitions every year in the spring.
Okay, who are all the members who will be singing on Saturday?
The members of the jazz choir that are going to be singing on Saturday at the Skyforce game are John Van Top, Becky Kniep, Jeremy Bork, Hannah Ring, Abby Try, Ashley Stilson, Bryce Hunt, Jenny Ladd, Sean Stetnix, Chase Banistow, Amy Stump, and Jason Luthold.
Is Brandon Cool good enough to be in the jazz choir?
Well, it just depends on if he's remembered his manners during deer time to ask if he can borrow my books ahead of time. So it just depends.
How did the solo contest on April 4th go?
The solo contest went very, very well on Saturday. All the students did very, very, very well and had put in a lot of effort to perform their solos and duets, so I was very, very, very pleased.
How did the jazz choir get asked to sing in the Skyforce game?
Brett Hansen, who is a representative of the Sioux Falls Skyforce, called me a few months ago and asked if I would like to have a small group or some students that would like to sing the Star Spangled Banner for a Skyforce game. So we arranged it a couple months ago and have been working for it ever since.
And what can we expect from the upcoming swing show on April 21st?
The swing show will feature Jazz 1, Jazz 2, the swing choir, and the jazz choir. So lots of good music, lots of dancing, and just lots of fun. So
we're here with Alex Otters, one of the few members of the jazz choir. Alex, how does it feel to be in jazz choir?
Well, it's pretty good. I wish I didn't have to always get up at 7:30 in the morning to be at school early to practice, but I guess it's worth it.
Would you rather be blind or deaf, Alex?
I'd rather be deaf because if I couldn't see, I really don't know what I would do.
Thank you. It's come to my attention that you are part of jazz band and jazz choir. How does it feel to be very involved in both of those things?
You know, I really don't know. I got roped into both things, and I'm not really good at any of them. So, yeah, I really don't know how I got into both of them.
How did it feel to be student of the month?
You know, I actually don't know how I got it. I mean, I'm not very active in school at all.
Did you enjoy the parking spot?
I loved it, actually.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.